The problems that resulted in the state taking over Charlotte-based Cardinal Innovations Healthcare can be boiled down to one word: excessive. Excessive severance packages and executive pay, excessive parties and retreats. None of it looked good for a taxpayer-funded organization that serves Medicaid recipients with addictions, mental health problems, or intellectual and developmental disabilities in 20 counties. When it comes to these services, many of the families that depend on Cardinal accuse it of penny-pinching. This week, WFAE's Alex Olgan focuses on such families. Today, we hear the story of a family that's had services cut and has been part of two lawsuits against Cardinal.
Rebecca Biggs happily bounces into the house in her teal shirt and sparkly black sweater. She's just returned from a few hours at the YMCA.
You were greeting, right?
Talking to her is Rebecca's mom, Linda Biggs. Rebecca's 28, but requires a lot of help. She has cerebral palsy, a seizure disorder, and an intellectual disability. She loves to exercise and is proud of her competition in the Special Olympics. As she excitedly heads into her room to get her medals, Linda explains why she can't compete in the Special Olympics anymore.
See how she's kind of humped over a little bit. Her physical condition has deteriorated quite a bit.
Linda takes care of her, but she can't do it without the help of the aides that come to her house and help Rebecca with everything. Brushing her teeth, hair, tying her shoelaces, going to the bathroom. She also gets help with social skills, like not touching people in stores, and mental acuity, like practicing her colors and numbers. Cardinal Innovations Healthcare approves those services that total more than $75,000 a year. Cardinal operates like an insurance company for Medicaid patients with behavioral healthcare needs.
When services are cut, someone has to be here. So that would be me. I'm a single parent now. So I'd have to be home with my daughter and just make sure that she's safe and cared for.
She was part of a class action lawsuit in 2011, alleging individuals weren't being given their rights to appeal service cut decisions. Linda testified that Cardinal employees told her the organization, quote, does not like it, unquote, when families challenge decisions and they are, quote, set in stone. As part of a settlement 3 years ago, Cardinal and the six other like organizations in the state were required to stop discouraging families from appealing service cuts and clearly explain how to appeal them. And this last one is a bit complicated, but bear with me. Based on evaluations, each individual gets a base budget, which is a guideline of how much they should be spending on services. The settlement says if it's medically necessary that a patient gets services that cost more than that, the local management entities, managed care organizations, or LME MCOs should give them those services. But Linda says not much has changed for her since the settlement.
It's pretty much a given. Almost every single year, my daughter's services have been denied at first.
Not all the services, but portions of her request. Vicki Smith heard this a lot. She's with Disability Rights North Carolina, the advocacy organization that was part of the lawsuit. She says immediately after the settlement, things were getting better. But then, this summer, as the monitoring period was coming to a close,
we are getting a significant number of calls from people in the Cardinal area complaining about service reductions when their annual plan is renewed.
She got calls about other LME MCOs as well. Individuals like Rebecca that have intellectual and developmental disabilities are an expensive group to serve. Research from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows they make up 40% of people in the in-home and community-based services Medicaid program nationwide, but they account for 3/4 of the spending. But these caregiver services are very important to Linda because she says Rebecca can't be left home alone, and a steady stream of support is vital to her ability to hold down a job.
It's frustrating, it's scary, because nobody chooses to have this kind of life, and the services help my quality of life.
Linda and Rebecca are part of a new legal action that Disability Rights North Carolina filed in December. Smith explains it alleges Cardinal and other similar organizations violated the terms of the settlement.
You know, as long as LME MCOs are focusing on the budget and saving money instead of serving people, you know, then North Carolina has a problem.
Cardinal disputes the allegations in the lawsuit. In a statement, the organization says it provides and promotes multiple ways to file an appeal or grievance. And Cardinal's Andrea Meisenheimer says there's flexibility in an individual's budget.
These are not limits. These are not cost caps.
They are guidelines, Meisenheimer says.
to inform the planning process.
Remember Rebecca? She gets services totaling $15,000 more than her initial budget. Problem is, Mom says that's still a reduction from last year and she needs more help. She knows Cardinal has the money, in part because of the recent scandal, which revealed Cardinal paid its previous CEO about $1 million more than state law allows. There were also excessive severance packages and lavish board retreats. Cardinal claims that money couldn't be spent on services because it came from the administrative budget. But the state auditor found that's not true and said if Cardinal had chosen, it could spend part or all of that to provide more behavioral health care services. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.